These women are still on fire. Sister Barbara, did you go? Wow. Praise God. God has done a thing. You know, she went through all those things. You are my strength. You are my peace. You are my joy. Then she went and said, you are my God. You know, when we talk about God, you know, he is all that we need. And so much more.
Hey!
There's nobody
hey!
Like him. Nobody like
hey!
Him.
Hey! Thank God.
Let us have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, this afternoon. Because you're all that we need. You are our peace. You are our joy. A love like no other.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for those that are here, those on social media. We thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us. We thank you for the women, how you blessed them on yesterday. We thank you for the men, how you blessed us on yesterday. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. For you've been so good. You've been so good to us. Lord, you awakened us to see this new day with joy in our hearts. You blessed us with sweet rest last night. Lord, you gave us a roof over our heads last night. Food in our bellies, clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet. We thank you for how good you are. Lord, as we take a look at your word this afternoon, God, we just thank you for your presence. We know you're here. Lord, you've already spoken to us. You've already made your presence known. You've gotten us already excited about your word. Now speak to us even now, God. Speak to our hearts. Our hearts are prepared to receive of the good things that you have for us this afternoon. Thank you, Lord. Look on those that don't have. Look on those that have needs. Look on those that need yet healing in their bodies, healing in their souls, healing in their relationships, healing in their life, Lord.
Jesus.
Look on unbelievers, Lord, that they might come. Look on some that might be ready, Father, to say, what must I do to be saved? We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the cross. You suffered and died because you looked ahead and you said, for the joy that was set before you. You endured the cross, despising the shame, and you sat down at the right hand of your Father. And right now, God, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You may be seated. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Sister Sandy came up here and she said, oh, that men would praise you, Lord, for your goodness, that's the first thing, and for your wonderful works toward the children of men, that's the second thing. Why? For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. That's the Psalm 107, verses 8 and 9, and we're going to revisit that at the end of this talk. Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst
right.
after righteousness. Why? For they shall yeah. be filled.
Yes.
We're going to talk about God, how he just fills us
right.
with what we need.
Amen.
Everyone here this afternoon would agree that when you grew up, your focus in life was why, what would make me happy? What would make me have a good life, right? And you set forth in your life a goal that would make me happy. Some of us thought we'd be happy with family. Some of us thought we'd be happy with more money, a better job. We'd be happy if we had that big house on the hill, that brand new car, that portfolio. That would make us happy. You know, when you're a baby, coming out of your mom's womb, the thing that makes you happy are simple. All we need is that warm blanket around us in mama's arms. We just need that diaper that's dry and some milk. And we're happy. Simple for a child. Then what happened? We grow up. Now we need more. We get bigger. That milk doesn't work anymore.
That's
right. Matter of fact, it might give you a stomach ache. And now we need some tri-tip, some filet mignon. We need not only the house on the hill, but we need that house to have HVAC, heating, air conditioning. We need a pool in the back. Again, we need that large portfolio. Our needs have changed because we have what? We've gotten bigger. We've gotten older. We've learned some things. We need more to make us what? Happy. And then when you get old, you know, somebody said once a man, twice a child. When you were a little baby, you needed that warm blanket. And when you get old, you need a blanket over your legs to keep you warm. When you're a baby, you just needed mama. You needed to be, you know, warm. You needed that dry diaper when you were a baby. Now you get old, you might need a diaper again. You needed milk when you were a baby. You get old, you know, you can't drink the milk, but you might need your food softened up, might liquefied, you know. It's kind of like when you were a baby drinking the milk. So things change. Our needs change as we get older. What makes us happy? Well, I'm here this afternoon to let you know that Jesus makes us happy because what? He satisfies. He gives us everything we need. The song just said, "You are my strength. You are my joy. You are my hope. You are my God." What satisfied me then doesn't satisfy me today, but we'll find out that only God can fully satisfy. We find out when God gave Adam that woman, he gave her that woman because that woman would satisfy him. He would look at all the animals, he would name all the animals, but he didn't find one like himself until God took out of his rib and gave him the woman, and then he said, "This is bone of my bone. This is flesh in my flesh." Finally, satisfaction. God gave Abraham and Sarah laughter in their old age. Why? To satisfy. That baby's name was Isaac. God gave them laughter to satisfy. God gave Moses to tell the people, "God's going to give you what you need." But they were dying of thirst. But for God to satisfy him, they didn't have rivers. They didn't have a well of springs. God told Moses, "Speak to the rock." Because the people need water, what? To satisfy them.
Amen.
God led the people of Israel for 40 years. He led them. And he fed them because they needed to be what? Satisfied. He led them with a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. He fed them with manna from heaven for 40 years. Every day for 40 years except on the Sabbath. The day before the Sabbath, they had to take enough of manna for 2 days. But he took care of them for 40 years with heavenly food.
Yes, he did.
He needed to satisfy them. God satisfies.
Yes, he does. Amen.
But those same Israelites for 40 years would experience God's ability and his love for them to satisfy them, lost their appetite for what God had given them. Mm-hmm. We read in Numbers chapter 11, verses 4 through 6. It says, I'm reading New Living Translation. It says the foreign rabble, which in your King James or New King James says the mixed multitude who were traveling with the Israelites began to crave the good things of Egypt. And the people of Israel also began to complain.
All right.
Oh, for some meat, they exclaimed. We remember the fish we used to eat for free in Egypt. And we had all the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic we wanted. But now, our appetites are gone. All we ever see is this manna, the bread from heaven. They had lost their appetite for the things of God. How can anybody lose their appetite for God? We read in those, we read in those verses three reasons and three reasons why a person can lose their appetite for God. The first reason, we see it in the first verse, verse 4. It says the Israelites began to, it says though the foreign rabble who were traveling with the Israelites began to crave the thing that were in Egypt. The place they had left, the place that God had delivered them from. And the people began, this is, and the people of Israel began to complain also. They complained. Why? Because the foreigners were complaining. We're not supposed to follow the foreigners. We're not supposed to follow what the world is doing. But when you do that, you start to lose your appetite for the things of God. The second reason is they regressed. Regression means you go back to your old appetites. You go back to your old way of thinking, your old way of living. They regressed back into their old way. Why I said that? Because it said in verse 5, it says, we remember. They were remembering the leeks, the garlic, all the melons and all the vegetables and the fish. It's okay to remember back when you didn't know the Lord, but it's not okay to start to remember and to decide, I want to go back there and live that same life again. They were influenced by the world. They regressed back into the ways of the world. And the third reason is that they started to desire substitutes for God. All we ever see is that manna. They remembered the old things they used to eat because those were substitutes. They were not what God intended for them to eat, but they ate it. And so when God gives you manna from heaven, when God gives you the word of God, when God gives you the things of God, and you decide the things of God are not good enough, I want to go back into the world where I just came from. You're losing your appetite for the things of God. We have to regain our appetite for God.
That's right.
Amen. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. And sometimes you have to start with the milk. You don't get saved today and now you need the meat. You need to start with the milk. You need to start with the basics. You need to start with where it all began. You repented. Repentance. You got to start where it began. He has saved you from sin. Start where it began. We were talking about the power this morning. Go back to your first love.
Amen.
Go back to where it began so you can get that taste again. Do you remember when you first got saved, how excited you were?
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't get enough of God. You couldn't get enough of the word. You just loved it. You wanted to be there. You wanted to do. And then all of a sudden, something comes along, and now you're losing your taste for the things of God. Psalm 34:8 says, oh, taste and see
that
the Lord is good. Blessed is he who trusts in him. Because what? Only God can fully satisfy. Sixth chapter of John says, after all, and this is a reference back to what we just read in Deuteronomy, or in Numbers, where they said, all we have is this manna. I'm sick of the manna. It's just like I'm sick of going to church. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like studying right now because I'll do it later after this movie goes off. Jesus references that in verse 31 of the chapter 6. He says, after all, our ancestors ate manna while they journeyed through the wilderness. The scriptures say Moses gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Moses didn't give you bread from heaven. My Father did. And now, my Father, he offers you the true bread from heaven. The true bread of God is the one. The true bread of God is the one. It's not the thing. It's the one who comes down from heaven. Oh, he's getting real deep now.
Yes, he is.
The true bread is the one who came down from heaven. The true bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Now, what kind of life is he talking about? He's talking about eternal life. He's not talking about this life we're talking about that we look and we see each other walking around. That's life, but that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about he's talking about eternal life. Gives life to the world. Sir, they said, give us that bread every day. Why are you talking about every day? Because they receive the manna every day. Every day God gave them manna. You know what manna means, right? It means what is it? That's what it means. What is it? Whatchamacallit? Yeah, that's what it means. What is it? So they didn't know what it was. They said, what is it? But God gave it to them and fed them every day for 40, not 40 days, 40 years. How can you lose your appetite for God? He says, Jesus in verse 35 said, Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. Anytime you see Jesus saying, I am, you need to stop right there. Remember when they got ready to arrest Jesus? And Jesus says, whom do you seek? And they said, what? We seek Jesus. And Jesus said, I am. And what did they do? They fell. They fell out. Because I am was in their presence. You remember what happened with Moses on Mount Sinai when he went up to get the law and God said to him, what? Take your shoes off. Because the ground on which you stand is holy. When Jesus says, I am, you need to step back. Because he's getting ready to reveal something to you. He's getting ready to tell you something about something you need. I am the bread. I am that manna from heaven. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry again. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. He's not talking about physical hunger and hunger and physical thirst. He's talking about the spiritual needs.
Yes.
Because when we talk about what it means to be happy in this life, we don't really know what that means until we come to know Jesus. Only the true bread that comes from heaven can fully satisfy. The woman at the well. That's one of my favorite stories. Jesus said to her, if you only knew the gift God has for you. If you only knew what God has in store for you. If you only knew how God wants to bless you, how he wants to meet every need you have. Where we sing that song, you are my strength. Some of us need strength today. You are my joy. Some of us don't have joy in our homes. We don't have joy in our lives. We don't have joy in our marriages. But he is my joy. He is my God. If you only knew, you would ask me, he said. And I would give you living water. That woman went to the well with her buckets to get the natural water. But she didn't get natural water. She got what she really needed. She got the thing that really satisfied her. She had been coming every day for that water. But when she left that day, she left those water pots because she found the real stuff, the living water. We need our taste buds. I don't know what the word for it is. Refocused. I don't know the word. Sometimes we lose our taste. We forget the flavor. Psalm 42:1 says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul after you, O God. Only God can fully satisfy it. The 103rd Psalm, verse 5 says, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle, like the soaring eagle. He satisfies even when I get in trouble. How many have been in trouble and you didn't know where the answer to your problem was going to come from?
Amen. Right here.
All right, I see two hands. Amen. Three, four, five, six. Okay. I'm talking about now. See, we he may have delivered you out of something. I'm talking about trouble though. How many have been in trouble? I'm the only one. Okay, two, three. Okay, I maybe okay. Been in trouble and didn't know where the answer was going to come. Didn't know how we're going to get out of it. Three times of those four, I said, oh, God, just get me out of this time. I won't do it again. And I was true. It was, and I never did the same thing twice. Did something different. Even when I get in trouble, Psalm 34:19 says, the righteous faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to rescue each time, comes to the rescue. Your King James will say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And I liked this version, New Living. It says the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. So he deserves the praise. Amen. Because he satisfies.
Hallelujah.
The 107th Psalm, verse 6 through 9 says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. And back to where we started, oh, that men would praise the Lord. I like what he started that verse. He said, oh,
yeah.
Oh, say that with me. Oh,
God.
That men would praise the Lord.
Why?
For his goodness and his wonderful works. Have you experienced a wonderful work today? Okay, I don't know about you. I was up early this morning because I didn't have no wife at home, so I couldn't sleep.
Nah.
Seriously, I was. I was up early this morning. I had to get up 5 o'clock, 5 something. And I was outside watering the plants. And looking because... I'm pointing over here because... Millie got up here and talking about, am I Hezekiah? And he said, Millikiah. But I was up early this morning and I recognized that the sun was about to rise again.
Yes, sir. Amen.
His wonderful works.
Yes.
You know what? That sun that rose this morning, you know, he didn't have to tell it to rise today. You know why? Because he told it to rise before time began. When he said, let there be light.
Yes.
See, what we didn't get in that message is that that light was to be sustained. It would light every day.
Yes.
Way back then, he spoke and it became. And that sunrise this morning, his wonderful works. And he did it for me and you. He didn't have to do it. But he did. The sunrise, sunset. You know, we take pictures of that, how beautiful it is. A beautiful sunset is just, you know, depending on where you, it can be a beautiful thing. His marvelous works.
toward the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. He deserves the praise because he satisfies the longing soul. What does that mean, the longing soul? That's the soul that is looking for something. You know, we all are looking for something. Before we come to know the Lord, we're looking for something. We don't even know what we're looking for. We're searching. Teenagers are notorious for saying, I'm trying to find myself. They're trying to find themselves. They're looking for something. They don't even know what they're looking for. I was the same way. You know, I tell the story all the time. My whole goal in life when I was 16 years old, I got my driver's license when I was 16 and a half. As far as I could think, I need to get a car. First I need to get a job. I need to get a car. I need to get a girlfriend. Then I can get me an apartment. That's as far as I got. That's as far as I got. And that would make me happy. Little did I know, it just made things get harder. My dad used to say, boy, it's cold out there. I didn't know what he meant. I thought he was talking about the weather. Psalm 84 says, my soul longs, yea, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. That's a longing in the heart of that psalmist. I just can't wait to get to the place where I find God. That place where I find, because the house of God is supposed to be a place of sanctuary, a place of safety, a place of protection, and a place where I can be encouraged.
All right.
A place where I can go and be safe. This world is not always safe. And I'm not talking about people coming at you, shooting at you, but sometimes it's just safe, just the things people say, the way people act. But you should be able to go to the house of the Lord and find peace. And find love and find joy. Why? Because that's where I find the Lord. He is my strength. He is my joy. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. That's Psalm 16:11. At your right hand, pleasures forevermore. We sing a song. We sing the song, what you need, God's got it. And in that song never said what you want. Or actually, I think it did say what you want. But that's not what we're supposed to look for, what we want. We're supposed to get what we need. We need to be satisfied. And only he alone satisfies fully. And God knew what we needed, which would satisfy us, and he sent Jesus. He's that true manna from heaven. He sent us the best to satisfy us. Back in the day when I was a kid, Mama used to go to the bakery. And at the bakery, they would have what they call day-old bread. I don't know if you guys know, you probably never heard of that. Day-old bread. All it was bread that kind of expired, but it still tasted good. And it was like half price. That's back in the day when they had blue chip stamps and green stamps and all that. Helms Bakery, yeah. They had day-old bread, but God didn't send us day-old bread. He sent us the best bread. He sent us only the best. We're talking about his only son. He only had one. Now he has many because of the one. John 6:35, we read it. It says, I am the bread of life. I'm the bread of eternal life. I give eternal life. He says, you want the real thing, right? How many know that satisfaction only gonna come from the real thing?
Right.
And that real thing is not a thing at all. That real thing is a man. His name is Jesus. That song says, sad hearts weep no more. He has healed the broken heart. Open wide the prison doors. He is able to deliver evermore. He's the one, the scripture says, he exchanges and takes our ashes. He gives us beauty for ashes. He gives us the oil of joy for our mourning. He gives us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah. You know why? Because hallelujah is the highest praise there is. That's the best word in the Hebrew that we have to give him honor. Hallelujah. We praise him. Why? Because he satisfies. I'm done. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise. Is that 20 minutes? How many minutes?
Praise the Lord. Are we satisfied today?
Hallelujah.
Not are you satisfied?
Amen.
See, you know, I'm satisfied in the Lord. I'm not pacified. I'm satisfied. I made up my mind to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. You know, as he was preaching and sharing, I was thinking about, you know, the scripture. I'm going to ask Sister Amanda. She just dedicated a song to 3 P's. This is our last day, and it's the start of something big for her, and we're just so grateful. You know, but I was thinking about over in Hebrews 11. Now, Moses had everything that you could imagine tangibly. He was next in line to be the Pharaoh of Egypt.
Joseph?
Who said that?
Did you say Moses?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I said Moses. You know, but in Hebrew. Thank you,
Bruce. That's what you get.
But you know what Moses said? The scripture says Moses, when he became of age, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, but rather chose to suffer the afflictions with the people of God than to endure the pleasures of sin for a season. We have a choice to make. And for me, I choose Jesus. How about you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So we thank God for the word today, Pastor Jones. Amen. Amen. Keep on preaching. Keep on telling the story. And I'm so glad your wife is back home.
Amen.
Amen. You don't have to be wandering around in the wee hours of the morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sister Amanda, we love you so, so much. This is the anointed woman of God. She don't only play the keyboards and sing, but she preaches. Lord speaks to her. Have used her to encourage the hearts of so many people. And so the choices, blessings of the Lord be with you and overtake you in every one of your ways. Amen.
Well, amen. I just love you guys so much. And I don't even know how many years I've been here. How long has it been, Camille?
Not long. No.
Like four?
Four.
It's been 4 years? Crazy, right? It's been 4 years. And it's just not my last Sunday here. I am retiring from being a musician at church. Yeah, this is it. After 30 plus years, ever since I was officially 16 years old, being a musician at church. So, yeah. So this is my very last church that I'll be playing at. So I've been so blessed to be with you guys. And I love you guys so much. You brought me in as family, treated me as family. Pastor Warren and all his jokes, of course. Chucky and I, we got a lot of little secret language we got going on over here. But I just love you guys so much. And just want to thank you for accepting me into your family. And continue to pray for me. I don't know what the Lord has next for me. But, you know, I'm always a willing servant and obedient to whatever God has for me. So this song is called Safe in His Arms. I was going to do something else, but I just want you to know that you will always be safe in God's arms no matter what happened. I can do both? All right. Okay, so this one is more of a worship song, but I just want to remind you, wherever you are in your life, whatever you go through, that you will be safe in his arms. No matter the changes, if people walk away, people pass away, if sickness comes, you'll always be safe in his arms. Because the Lord is my shepherd, lets me rest in the meadow grass. And he leads me beside the quiet stream. Yeah. He restored my failing hand, and he helps me do what honors him the most. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. That's why I'm safe. Oh, I'm safe, safe. Always be safe in his arms. I'm gonna take it back old school. Trouble in my way. My daddy used to love this song. Trouble in my way. Have to cry sometimes. So much trouble, trouble in my way. Have to cry. I lay awake at night, but that's alright.
say glory.